Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. Well, gentlemen, the news. Been a while since I've seen you guys. Plenty to talk about. We already talked about the Chiefs. I mean, that's still the biggest story. And the Lions, too. We talked about the Lions as well. That was a big game on Sunday, and now we wait until... I don't know who plays on Thursday, but I'm getting low on funds, boys. I need to find something to win quick. The only thing I won this weekend was Laszlo's New Mexico State.
New
was
Mexico.
That it? Was it New Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
I won. I won like $95. Yeah, not too shabby.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that kind of covered some of my other bets, but things have not been going well at all. So I need a winner on Thursday. Thursday will be good. No handball, none of that other stuff. I'm just going to bet football, like you said. You know it a little bit better. So you got to come up with something for me before Thursday night. The JanSport backpack, everybody's owned at least one.
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure.
I'm sure. I don't even remember, but I'm sure I've had a JanSport backpack. How could I not? Did you know that they invented the school backpack?
No.
I didn't either, but that sounds about right.
Champion invented the hoodie?
Yeah, okay.
It's one of those things you're like, things okay,
you go,
I believe
okay,
it, but yeah, I didn't know it.
Right. Yeah, but I'll go with it. I guess before JanSport, backpacks were a lot heavier. They were mostly made for kids in school didn't carry them around. They were made for hiking and stuff like that, like those big packs that you see with the metal braces. That's the kind of pack that people thought when you said backpack. JanSport created these lighter bags, and then suddenly they take off on college campuses, and they take off on high school campuses, and suddenly every kid has to have a backpack. That's the same guy who invented that. It was, I guess, him and his wife. But the same guy who invented that also invented the kind of camping tent that if you were to ever go camping, which I don't, but I'm aware of the tents that people use when they go camping with the light poles and, you know, he invented that too, I guess. Before that, he like put the stakes in the ground. They made it seem like it was a lot more difficult. So he invented this backpack for school and the tent. Never heard of him until today. Murray McCory. He is dead. He died at 80 years old.
In 1967, Murray Pletz entered a national design contest to make a new product from aluminum. He won the competition with a lightweight backpack that would replace centuries of heavy wooden-framed packs. Pletz named the company JanSport. The big breakthrough came in 1970 when the pair saw an opportunity to make a smaller, softer backpack for students hauling all of those books. It became a hit in the University of Washington bookstore and then on campuses across the country.
Okay, the reason I bring this to your attention is because this is proof that there's something out there that doesn't, you don't have to be a tech genius, a Silicon Valley programmer. You don't have to be one of those people. There is something out there that's obvious that will still get invented and that will make people a killing. I mean, who would have thought a backpack? He didn't invent the backpack, but he invented the idea of kids carrying them on school campuses.
Right.
We just got to find our backpack, Laszlo. Now, I'm not saying the guy wasn't smart. He apparently made tents easier to top up, whatever. You know, he named it. Jan was his girlfriend. I guess later his wife. So that's where the name comes from. But there's something out there. And you guys have kids. So you would be aware, because it becomes popular with kids first. Like social media became popular with kids first, right? Kids were first to use Friendster whatever that blog site was, and then MySpace, and then even Facebook started off on college campuses. We just need our thing, and we're not going to come up with a social media platform, so we just need something else. And Snow Cone, I feel like you're the guy to do it. You've got a kid as well, and I think it'll be one of those things where you go, you know what, I don't understand? Why don't we have blank? And when you have that question, I want you to follow through on it, and I will buy in. I will buy into whatever it is, but you just got to find it, because
I'm on it.
I'm getting older here. You know, this guy, the JanSport guy, he was...
People are really giving up on the double-sided peanut butter jar, but...
I don't know why, though. Why?
I think it's
like
such a good
like
idea.
It's a waste of plastic. We waste plastic all the time. Right, just flip it
How's
over.
How is it a waste of plastic? Like the new lid?
Right, it's so stupid. No. Like, there's no criticism here to be made.
Mm-mm.
You just flip it over, you got a new lid on the other side. The other discussion was having it twist like a chapstick tube, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the discussion?
I think it's too messy.
Okay. So just,
then it would hang over the sides, you know what I mean? Then it really defeats the purpose.
Just the lid on either side. You want a lid on both sides, and that's it. Can we not?
But the chapstick thing would work, too.
Yeah. It might be a little more expensive. Yeah. I don't know. But either one.
Yeah. Like deodorant.
Because I buy big things of peanut butter, and it's hard to get it out at the end.
Right.
Like, almost impossible.
Hand on the bottom, get it on your knuckles. Your like, we don't want that.
No. It's a pain in the ass.
Mm-mm.
It happens to me.
But if you just could turn it over, and then boom.
That's it. So just patent it. Again, we don't have to invent the segue here. We don't have to overthink it. Just something as simple as a backpack. California's still on fire. I guess now we've got fires in California and fires on the East Coast as well. So we've got dual fires. Remember the other day I was saying, why don't we have fires here? They were actually talking about that on the news and saying, well, you could have fires there soon. Yeah, the drought levels this year broke records in a lot of different parts of the country. We are experiencing drought, or were, when I watched this thing last night. And they were saying that other parts of the country might start having these wildfires, and your house could be...
It was the type of firestorm experts had feared. Bone dry conditions combined with powerful Santa Ana winds pushing embers for miles, spreading flames through residential neighborhoods.
We had 60 mile an hour sustained wind with 80 mile an hour gusts. It was unlike anything I've seen.
Water carrying aircraft able to slow the blaze, but the flames still a challenge for firefighters.
It's like trying to put a blowtorch out with a squirt gun.
Well, guess what? They did it. They got it fully contained now.
Well,
I don't know if they used a squirt gun, but they say they got it fully contained. So it destroyed a lot of stuff. They did get it fully contained, but they just want you to know that if you're watching this on the news from the comfort of your non-wildfire part of the country, just know that wildfires could be coming to your part of the country soon.
Okay.
Which, you know, sounds kind of crazy, but I would have thought armadillos in Kansas City was crazy when I was a kid. And
I saw one the other day for the first time.
That was the first time you've seen one?
Yeah, I hadn't seen it before.
Oh, I see them dead on the road.
I saw one running.
I never see them alive. You saw one
running across the street, so I'm sure it's died at some point.
Yeah, I don't know that I've seen that in Kansas City before, but I definitely see the dead ones. I did see, a couple nights ago, I had foxes in my front yard, and everybody acts like, oh, foxes, yeah, I've got them at my house. I'm sorry, I did not have foxes when I was a kid. I never saw foxes around my house. The first time I ever saw a red fox just running around was on my way home from a movie in my 30s, and I was driving through Brookside, and this thing just runs across the street. I'm amazed. I should be allowed to be amazed, but people act like, oh, no, the foxes are common. They've been here for a while.
Yeah.
No, they haven't. I never saw them when I was a kid. I don't know if you have them in Detroit or not, but they were not in urban areas, in neighborhoods when I was a kid.
Who cares?
What?
I was going to say, I read something that like they've been around.
And now they're being pushed out even more, right?
But they're like the, of all those types of animals, they're like the best hiders.
Okay.
There's an article I read in some magazine, and like, they've always been around us. So two things. One, they're getting pushed, everything's getting pushed in closer and closer. And the other thing is that they're getting used to human interaction. So we just never saw them because they would only come out at night. They were the best hiders.
Okay.
So they were, you know, they were saying that they were in New York City and stuff, but they just hid better.
Really? Mm-hmm. I never saw them. Now I see them. Well, you know, the other thing, too, though, is people have Ring cameras and stuff like that. So you catch more stuff. Someone says, hey, look at what was in my yard.
Well, the fox was not prepared for the Ring camera.
No, they weren't. But, yeah, I had a big one in my yard. Anyhow, faking your own death. We've all thought about it. You know, you've got bills due and the money's not coming in, or you know you're about to get caught cheating. Whatever it is, there's something hanging over your shoulders. Like a noose around your neck is more apt, I think. Those moments where you go, I don't know how to
get out of this.
And you go, I'm going to fake my own death. How do I do that? And then you go, I don't know how to fake my own death. Forget about it.
I
but mean, it can be done.
That's at least the first time.
It can be done.
Sometimes I think I'm going to fake my own death. Then I'm like, I'm going to reel my own death.
Just exactly.
Right. Like, I mean,
if I can't fake it, I'll just do it. Yes. I'm not trying to be morbid, but everyone's had those thoughts before. Well, I got to say, I've never been in a situation where I thought I am in love with someone. And I don't want anyone in my family to know that I'm in love with this other person, so I'm going to fake my own death. That personally, why, I've not been in that position. But it seems like maybe that's what was going on with this guy, Ryan Borgwardt.
What, like his parents wouldn't like her?
No, like he's married and has kids. And I'm just speculating here based on what little bit of evidence they have. This guy goes fishing last summer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And goes missing. He's suspected to have drowned. They see a kayak show up and maybe some clothes or something like that. And they go, oh, he drowned fishing. What a tragedy. We're going to go out there and find the body. The police and divers go out and start scanning this lake for the body. Okay. These guys, I've been watching this guy on the news the last couple of days, the diving expert. And he's very confident that if you die in a lake, at least in this lake, that he will find you. It probably won't take him too terribly long, but after about 5-10 days, he starts to get suspicious that maybe you're not there to be found. And he said after they'd been searching for 20 days, he's like, this guy's not here. I never know. With diving, I'm like, the fact that you guys can find anything in mucky water that you can't see in is impressive to me, especially if you can't just scoop it up with a magnet. But this guy makes it seem like, no, we can find a body if we go out there and we search correctly. And never found the body. So he was very confident in telling the police, this guy is not in the lake. I don't think he died here.
Ryan Borgwardt's routine day on the water in early August turned out to be anything but after the 45-year-old from Wisconsin left to go fishing and never came home. What happened next, Sheriff Mark Padal says, left everybody stunned. Signs the father of three faked his own death.
Okay, so what are the signs? Well, as I told you, they're searching for this guy, and they've searched for him for a long time to the point where they go, he ain't out here. Then they start looking into his background a little bit more, and they start to find some pretty compelling circumstantial evidence, like the fact that this guy had been talking to a woman in Uzbekistan. Mm. I've never been. You ever been there? That he'd been moving some money around, and then it also
tons
looked,
of Uzbekistan.
It sounds like a place where there would be.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that, God damn, man.
That woman
if
that we
just
met in New York
Uzi,
is probably.
If, that's what they call her. We call them Uzis.
A little Uzi. I like
yeah,
them.
Yeah, a little Uzi.
Yeah. That girl that we met in New York might have been from Uzbekistan. Would you be shocked if we said, where are you from? And she said, Uzbekistan. You would not have been shocked, right?
Okay.
It sounded about right. You're just saying there are better fish in the Uzbekistan Sea. I get that.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, I think that's where this guy, they'll say in this clip here, I think. But it was one of those countries. And then they see that his passport was used, and his passport was used in Canada. And it was used after he should have died while fishing. So now they know this guy has almost certainly tried to fake his own death. And so they're going on TV and pleading with him, hey, your kids want to know where you are. Your wife wants to know. Just tell them what's going on. You know, just talk to us. Just tell us. I love watching this sheriff. He's this close to being like, you're not in any trouble. Just let us know you're okay. He's not quite there, but you can tell he really wants this guy to call. And I don't think he's going to call.
We do not know where he is. We know that. He's not in our lake.
Green Lake County Sheriff Mark Padal says they were searching in Green Lake with the help of the nonprofit Bruce's Legacy for 8 weeks, trying to locate Borgwardt. The sheriff's office says it searched Borgwardt's laptop and found photos of passports, inquiries about moving funds to international banks, and communication with a woman from Uzbekistan. Law enforcement says they found Borgwardt took out a $375,000 life insurance policy and had purchased an airline gift card. They also say his passport was checked by Canadian authorities in August after he had gone missing. At a press conference, Sheriff Padal shared a message to Borgwardt.
Ryan, if you're viewing this, I plead that you contact us or contact your family. We understand that things can happen, but there's a family that wants their daddy back.
Okay, Lazo, you can make fun of me here. I just need you to answer this question. How do you collect insurance? If you take life insurance out on yourself, how do you collect it? You call and say that you're the son? Like, did he put it in someone else's name? Did he put it in his dad's name and then call and say he's his dad? How would you benefit from that? Or are they just saying he took out life insurance so that his family would have money because he wanted to leave something behind?
I don't think he could get it himself.
You think that's what it's for? Yeah, so he took the life insurance policy out for his family.
He met this girl in Uzbekistan.
Yeah, gets a airline gift card.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then he does the thing. But instead of just leaving his kids and wife high and dry, fakes his death, he's dead, he can go do whatever he wants, and then they get some money. That's what it sounds like to me.
That's all I wanted to know, was if you thought it was him trying to get the money, or if he was trying to do something nice for his family. As for the people who say, this guy's an idiot, how did he not know that they were going to check his passport? He did know. The point is, he's got like a 2-month head start now. The guy went missing in August. It's the middle of November
now. If they didn't think his passport, though, then they would think he wouldn't get the life insurance policy.
Well, that's true. If the insurance company can figure out that, and I don't know how long it takes for them to get a claim. Maybe they, in a case like this, they have the body.
Back,
Yeah, they could ask for the money back even.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you need a body, but they probably just need to be declared dead.
Yeah.
So, therefore, now he's not going to be, so they're not going to get that money.
Yeah, that's if that's what you're going for, that part didn't pan out. But you did get a head start. Because they started looking for you in August.
Start for? Who cares?
I guess that's true, but it seems like he wanted to go missing and wanted people to think that he was gone and didn't want to be searched for. My thing is, why go through all this trouble? Why not just disappear? Why do you have to fake your death at the lake?
So that they could get the money if it happened.
That's just for the insurance.
Right.
Try and see if he can get the insurance to work out.
And maybe, you know, for his kids.
Okay, because otherwise you can just disappear.
His kids could say, oh, dad died
fishing.
Fishing, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's easy.
Instead of dad left for
hot chicken in Uzbekistan.
Yeah.
Like, that's hard.
Yeah.
Right? So I think you do both those things. Hopefully they get some money. Hopefully they think I drown in a lake. Easy. I get to go be happy, be with the people I want.
Well, it feels like the cops are looking for him more now because he faked his death, and they were out there searching and spending money trying to find his body.
Was he able to pay for that?
I wonder. Because if you just disappear, police generally will say, hey, people are allowed to disappear. Adults are allowed to disappear.
What do you mean fake his death? Like,
yeah, true.
How do you prove that? Like, I didn't fake my death. I went out fishing.
And then left my stuff out there.
I decided, you know what?
I was
having that moment in nature where I was like, what do I want to do with my life? And I looked around. I said, not this. So I left everything on the boat, and I left.
True.
Why can't I do that?
No, you're right. That's true. He shouldn't have to pay. Unless there's something else he did to try and fake his own death. No, you're right. So, I don't know. Do they look for him now in Uzbekistan? I kind of doubt it, but they do seem pissed, I think, just because, like I said, they searched the lake for so long.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you want to get away, there's one strategy, I suppose. You can say you're going fishing, leave your kayak in the water, hop a flight, and they won't even check your passport for a couple months. I mean, at least with this guy. Yeah. Maybe now they check, but I don't know. I think if you're going to do this, if you're in the situation, just go. Just go. Because if you just go and the police look into it and they think you just went, they don't go looking for you as an adult.
What's the difference? I mean, I get his plan. Like, he didn't do anything wrong. And if you guys happen to declare me dead, then my family can be rich.
Yep.
And good.
That's it.
If you don't, well, then that's okay, too.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave my stuff on a boat out here.
Yeah, because I'm in Uzbekistan.
Right. Maybe, hey, you guys make all the decisions you want after that, but I'm with Lil Uzi.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. Well, the rest of the news. I know this is what Snowcone wanted to talk about. He was texting me about it last night. I know there's a few people on Twitch who want to talk about it as well. And that is, in Delphi, Indiana, the trial of Richard Allen has come to an end. The jury was out Friday. It looked like they were working on Saturday, too, if I read that story correctly. And then they came back yesterday with a verdict, and that verdict was guilty. Richard Allen.
After years of mystery and days of deliberation, a conviction in the Delphi double murder case. Indiana pharmacy tech Richard Allen found guilty on all counts. A jury of 8 women and 4 men agreeing with prosecutors' theory that Allen was the so-called bridge guy who forced the girls off a popular walking trail at gunpoint. He then slit the girls' throats and left them to die, but not before leaving a cartridge from his gun at the scene. They argued Allen made multiple confessions behind bars, playing a recording of him telling his wife, "I did it," adding, "I killed Abby and Libby."
Well, Snowcone, people of Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo, I know there's been a lot of discussion about this case. What do you guys think? Were you surprised? Do you think it's the right verdict? You, Snowcone, only listened to that podcast that was done by the defense. So you definitely got
It was done by defense attorneys
who clearly were sympathetic to the defense.
His wife in court, yeah.
Yeah, they were sympathetic to the defense.
For sure.
So, and then I listened to that. I also listened to one that was done by prosecutors. So it was obviously very sympathetic to the state. I'll be curious to see now this is all done and you've got the guilty verdict, will they do one of these news magazines, 48 Hours, Dateline, one of those types of things, and try and break it down into a two-hour thing where you get both sides? Because listening to that defense thing made me think, boy, there should be reasonable doubt in this case. They've really screwed this guy over in the courtroom. Listening to the prosecutor's side, it's like, well, they found the guy, and I mean, that's That's what they're going to tell you. Not only did they find him, but he confessed to it, and he confessed to it more than once while he was being detained. The city of Delphi, very happy that it's over.
Now the healing has to begin.
The people of Delphi have waited nearly 8 years for answers, and as the word guilty echoed out on the stairs of the Carroll County Courthouse, a great feeling of relief also rang out.
And if you could take any message away from here, please take it that this town is filled full of good people.
They were the victims, and we were victims also with it. We want to be released just as well as Abby and Libby. They're free now. They are free.
All right, so Snowcone, Crunchberry on Twitch, all of you, now that this case is over, I'm going to need a new case. You guys keep your eyes out. Let me know what the next big court TV case is going to be. Koberger, there'll be something between now and then, for sure.
Maybe there will be something.
I saw a story today about some cousins that killed one of their cousins and left him dead on the side of the highway. There's always people getting murdered. One of these stories will become the story that captivates all these networks, and they'll make new specials about it. Next thing you know, those same podcast people will be following some other story. I'll just need you guys to tell me about it. But I don't know anything other than what I heard on the podcast. I wasn't surprised that they found this guy guilty. I think it's hard to, even if you're saying it's a false confession, you were being detained, all those things, it's pretty hard to overcome you on the phone confessing to the murder. It's just difficult. Yeah. How are you going to do that? And witnesses saying, no, that's him. That's him. Well, it's a slightly different description you gave originally. It's him, though. You know, it's like saying, I'm trying to describe this person, and I have to describe him to a sketch artist, and I describe him slightly wrong. But then if you show me the person, I go, that's the person. I think that's compelling to not just jurors, but just about anyone, where you go, hey, all these people say, no, that is him. That's the guy they saw. If it's just one, you know.
I didn't pay enough attention to the case, too.
You know, I know there are false confessions, for sure.
Yeah, the confession is bad, but that happens a lot, right?
It does. There's false confessions, especially when you're being detained like that, when you're being held, and you finally get to a point they break you, and you just say what they want you to say. It took this guy a long time. It's not like he confessed after. Most of these false confessions you see, it's after 8, 10 hours, 15 hours in an interrogation room, and they finally start saying, maybe I did this, maybe I did that. This guy, it took a lot longer before he started making these confessions. So that's the big debate, is was he held there improperly? You know, he was losing his mind. Did they break him and get him to make a false confession?
But do you think they should have called his wife? Because the whole time, everyone kind of assumed the defense is going to call the wife as a witness. And then they just rested. And everyone was surprised they didn't call her.
Which, like, tells me
the
there's something there.
They know
something we don't.
That's
obviously, they know lots of things
something.
We don't. I think he probably did it. I mean, that's...
I think so, too.
That's my guess. I don't know. But as a juror, would I have had reasonable doubt? I really don't know. I would have had to have been there, because it's not totally clear to me everything that they saw and didn't see. I think if you're following the story and listening to podcasts and all that, you might be getting even more information. And you're certainly getting more biased information than what the jurors are. You're getting someone with a strong
opinion.
Why
they wouldn't have called his wife? I think usually just because they, you know, you don't want them to get talking.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the thing was, what the podcast has to do was saying was that no one, the defense has never said where he was that day after the events happened. There was never a wife saying, oh, yeah, we were at home watching TV that night, or his work saying, oh, he stopped by away. We don't know where he ever was after those events. And that's why I think they would have called his wife, but there must be something they know that would have been damaging.
Yeah, I don't know. But now we move on to the next thing. Maybe there's a story in Texas, Snow Cone. You know, these stories usually pretty open and shut, though, but there's a missing woman, and the police have now arrested the husband, Brad Simpson. They say that he murdered her. This is one of those, though, where you go, yeah, look at the history. There was domestic stuff there. It looks like they've got the evidence. You need
more than a month after San Antonio mom Suzanne Simpson vanished, Texas police have charged her husband, Brad Simpson, with her murder.
With more clarity.
The mother of four and local realtor last seen in early October when a neighbor told investigators they saw her husband of more than 20 years fighting with her, grabbing her outside the couple's home. This week, their daughter making a stunning allegation in a social media post, writing, "My father took my mother's life in a state of rage and control." Police first arrested Brad late last month on charges including assault and family violence. They now say they have enough evidence to charge him with murder, though Suzanne's body has not been found.
I've seen a lot of true crime things where the kids are saying, no, my dad didn't do it. You don't know my dad. He wouldn't do this. You're just, you know, being loud with your opinions on Facebook or Twitter. You don't even know the guy. He didn't do it. This one, the daughter's saying, my dad killed my mom in a fit of rage. She knows him, you know?
Right.
And considering a lot of times they'll be very defensive, when you've got a history of domestic stuff like this and then he's last seen fighting with her, He probably killed her. I don't, you know, I get like the rage and the snapping, but just crossing over into the now I'm going to kill you.
No,
how does your brain not go, you know, did he choke her?
Right. I mean, that's a common thing. Punch her and she fell and hit her head. Like, you know, these are different things.
That could happen. Yeah, that could happen.
Well,
I guess
I'm not saying,
hit someone. No,
don't that behavior, but there's difference between, you know, there's even a difference between I pulled on a gun and shot her.
Yeah.
As opposed to choking someone to death, right? Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah.
None are good, but some happen quicker, you know.
But you've been angry before, really angry, and you want to hit someone. I'm just being honest. I could get in trouble for saying that, but you do. You want to hit someone in those moments, and you just don't. I mean, I don't know. There's that thing in your head that says you got to get away from the situation now. We are now at a point where the only thing that happens now
is
something bad. And it's probably already been bad for a while. I got to walk away from the situation.
Right.
But it seems fairly common. I know it's we hear about it in the news. That's probably some sort of perceptual bias. But it seems like a lot of people kill their spouses. And
I wonder how many times that happens a year.
How many
men kill their wives a year?
Annually. Yeah, and then with women, they're, you know, a woman's much less likely to choke her husband out and use strength.
Poison him.
So she'll poison him. And a lot of times they get away with it. Yeah. Because if you just show up dead, and they go, sudden heart attack, they don't usually run toxicology tests looking for all those different poisons.
Dude in his 50s.
Yep, exactly. That's it.
It happens all the time.
You died. Yeah, once you're over, if you're a guy and you're 40 or over, I feel like, and you just keel over, they go, died from being a dude. Had a heart attack.
Because
it just happens. You just see people falling like, heart attack. Yeah, guys, go get your hearts checked, you know. There's a mother in Santa Monica. She's got a kid in middle school, and maybe one in high school, too. And she's very upset about these text messages that we talked about last week. After the election, there are all these racist text messages that went out to a lot of black students and a lot I guess, African-Americans that said similar things, really racist, horrible things about you've been picked to be a slave, like bad
stuff.
It's
like you won something.
Yeah, congratulations.
Right.
And the FBI said they're looking into it, but I think this Santa Monica mom, who's now making national headlines, makes a good point. And you brought it up last week, Lazo. How do these people know who, you know, to target black people? How do they know these phone numbers are attached to a black
state,
owner?
I think.
Yeah.
You know, and how do you know, like, how would you know?
Where's this list that you have? And so she says, look, I want increased security at the school for my kids. And they're kind of acting like, everybody's getting them across the country. She's saying, yeah, but how do they know that my kids are black, that I'm black? Why are we getting these texts? We're obviously being targeted, and they're doing it successfully. You need to up the security around here. Santa Monica.
Leslie says
Monica
her teenage
College?
Sons were some of at least dozens of black students at Santa Monica High School who received a message telling them they'd been selected to pick cotton at a plantation.
Everybody's gotten the message, and I'm wondering, how do they know the target? You know, how do you know which children are black?
That's what I don't get.
And maybe someone will just write to us on Twitch or on the text line and say, you idiots, this is how they do it. But I can't. I don't know. Like, does the phone carrier keep a list? Does it say, like, hey, this customer's Caucasian? That's not a thing. I would have heard of that if that was a thing. So how do they know? Do you signed up for something at some point that would indicate that? Because they are really being successful with targeting African-Americans.
Yeah.
Obviously, there have been other people who have gotten these texts, but so far they've been very successful with this. And how are they getting away with it? I mean, you got the feds looking into it. How do they not know who it is? And I understand if you had a student, even if this is going on nationally, if you have a child who's a student at a middle school or a high school, and all the kids in that school are getting that text, all the black kids are getting that text, that you say, look, I don't care that this is a text thing that's happening across the country. I want more security. I'm nervous about my kid's safety.
Yeah. And I know people are saying, like, you know, some simple things like, you know, Poncho on our Twitch, twitch.tv/ChurchLazo said black dating sites, but these kids were in high school.
Right. How do they get these young people?
And then yearbooks, but then it's all over the country. So somebody
you're
going
to target individually one at a time and find the number?
Seems hard.
I don't understand it. I feel like eventually someone will explain it to me and I'll go, duh. But I don't get it. And I do understand why these people are saying, hey, you know what? I'm a little nervous. Why are they doing it? Just to be racist? Probably. Okay? That seems to be the consensus. Someone's being a jerk. They think it's funny. They're being super racist. But we don't know. We don't know what else they're capable of, right? And if you've got a kid in school, a school that's already in a country where you worry about your kid going to school sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I think it's reasonable. I don't know if you guys heard the news, but
how many high schools was it? I didn't see that it was all the. It was mostly colleges.
Mostly colleges, but now it's spread. It's been a lot of people have gotten it across the country. Pretty crazy. Also, finally, I know I got a hurry snow cone, but
did
those monkeys. I did not get one. Okay. Those monkeys that went loose in South Carolina, they caught most of them. There's still 13 or so of them out there, Lazo. They weren't able to catch those with the normal trap. So if you go to South Carolina, there are still 13 of those monkeys.
The search is still on this morning for 13 monkeys that escaped from a research facility in South Carolina. In all, 43 monkeys escaped last week from an enclosure that wasn't fully locked.
Employees were able to recapture 30 of them in the past few days, and they lured them back with food. But more than a dozen monkeys are still on the loose. The company Alpha Genesis says it will continue to search for the animals for as long as it takes.
Yeah, but the problem is they're not falling for this bait for the food. So you just got 12 monkeys out there now. It'd be crazy if they started breeding.
Yeah.
And then you just have monkeys in South Carolina.
That'd be awesome.
Like those hippopotamuses in Columbia that, his name had? You know, just start having monkeys in South Carolina. I'd go check that out.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.